left behind. In 2002, he was an epidemiologist at the National Human Genome Center at Howard University and led the African branch of a project to collect genomes from around the world to uncover the scope of human genetic variation. Already, African scientists had a limited role, which stung Rotimi. In 2004, while directing the Genome Center, he became the founding president of the African Society of Human Genetics, an organization formed to address this concern. At the group's first meeting, held in Ethiopia in 2006, the lack of participation by Africa, both its DNA and its scientists, in genome research dominated the agenda. A year later, geneticist Francis Collins, who led the Human Genome Project and now directs the National Institute of Health, NIH, attended the second meeting held in Cairo, where the concern began morphing into an idea for an Africa-based genome project. Rising rates of cancer on the continent added further urgency. The prevalence of breast, prostate, and cervical cancers is increasing there, partly due to lower mortality rate for infectious disease and partly due to a shift toward a westernized lifestyle. Current estimates put Africa's annual cancer incidence at 1.27 million by 2030. The problem is compounded by African patients being treated with drugs tested on non-African populations. Including African DNA in genetic research could ameliorate that issue. How can I explain that a tool this robust, Rotimi asked himself, is just going to pass by Africa in a way that will exacerbate already bad health conditions in this part of the world? The 2009 report exposing the paucity of African DNA in genome studies began spreading the alarm Rotimi had been sounding for years. The National Human Genome Research Institute, part of the NIH, began monitoring the overrepresentation of people of European ancestry in these investigations. "Far too much of the research we've done are of European descent," says Eric Green, who directs the institute. He refers to this bias as a major that same year toward a project that would not only correct that error, but also transform a continent of scientists. In 2010, the NIH began funding Rotimi's effort to organize a project focused on African genetics. If the West wouldn't include Africa in its work, he and his colleagues decided they would do their own studies. But Rotimi quickly realized that an Africa-centric effort had to do more than collect sequences and catalog SNPs. The rare appearance of funding for such research, coupled with the disparate need for better medical care, made a practical application of the work a priority, and he was haunted by the specter of past research testing medicines and techniques on Africans, but never helping them. "We needed to be very careful," Rotimi says, "that the money addressed issues that are important to African people."